This is Dr. Mejia, detaining for the patient Mark Holman, medical records 118566, date of birth 9/29/1967, referring physician John Bickerton. Procedure performed, colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsy, date of the procedure January 14, 2022. Indication, history of surgical colitis, history of colon polyp, post op diagnosis, impression 1, erosion in the transverse colon. Number 2, mild colitis in the ascending colon and cecum. Number 3, internal hemorrhoids, pure paragraph, tephal insertion, cecum. Complications, non-immediately, medication, aspirin, monitor, anesthesia care. Preparation was suboptimal. Medication, aspirin, monitor, anesthesia care, pure paragraph. Overall procedures per colonoscopy template, pure paragraph. Preparation was suboptimal. Withdrawal time was 7 minutes, pure paragraph. No other gross lesions seen, pure paragraph. Findings, findings in rectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1, pure sigmoid descending colon appear normal, pure paragraph, transflexure, transverse colon, hepatoflexure appear normal, period. In the transverse colon, there's a diminutive erosion, about 1 or 2 millimeters biopsy taken, period. Paragraph, ascending colon, there's mild erythema, subepithelial hemorrhage and erosions in the ascending colon. Cecum, mild erythema, subepithelial hemorrhages, and mild colitis, pure paragraph. Biopsy taken from the ascending colon cecum. Period. Preparation of the mucosa was suboptimal. Smaller flat lesions could have been missed, pure paragraph. Findings, recommendations 1, flow pathology reports. Number 2, high fiber diet. Number 3, fiber supplementation. Number 4, monitor clinical. Number 5, patient should increase mesalamin to take 1 gram 3 times a day. Next number, patient needs to follow up in GI office in 3 to 4 weeks. Next number, patient needs a repeat colonoscopy in 1.